The Cook County School Board continues to look for cuts to balance a shrinking budget. With projected enrollment figures hovering around 430 students within the next couple of school years, the board has been finding ways to reduce administration costs as well as staff and program. According to Superintendent Beth Schwartz, the approach is a combination of cuts and new revenue.
Right now, what we're looking at is reductions and changes possibly in our routes, not necessarily a full bus route reduction, but just some adjustments in how we can save more time, a little bit of money there. With the data-driven initiative and having working with trying to pull our data together, we're looking at reducing our data coordinator position from 8 to 6 hours a day. Looking at all support areas, including secretarial staff, administrative staff, as you know, and any support workers, library media center, school nurse, basically anybody that is not a licensed teacher, as to areas that we can reduce there. Again, looking at athletics, as we do every year, athletics and activities, if not a reduction, on a positive side, trying to find ways to increase revenue. And so we're working with the Booster Club, with the Ed Foundation, and then also working on some local philanthropy efforts as well. So it's not all about reduce, reduce, reduce. We need to look at that, but we're also looking at ways to perhaps increase our revenue in the district to build a better ISD 166.
Schwartz said even though the board is spending a lot of time on trimming the overall program to save money, it's not all gloom and doom. Innovation can occur in the face of budget cuts.
There are a lot of exciting things in next year's budget. One being the effort and really pinpointed initiative to try and close our achievement gap. That's not going to happen in 1 year. That's going to be a multi-year effort. But with the data-driven initiative, additional staff development time to look at differentiated learning, using data to help really determine where our students can improve, it's a really exciting time. And we are building programs. This is an exciting time at ISD 166, despite the financial stress.
In an attempt to deliver better student services, the board has elected to take testing responsibilities away from the guidance counselor, but to keep that position full-time.
Currently, our school counselor spends a lot of time dealing with testing, proctoring testing, talking with the Minnesota Department of Education about testing. And we've decided we're going to move that off of the school counselor's plate, and we're going to redefine what a guidance counselor position at ISD 166 looks like. We've decided to give that a one-year initial look at to see if we have a full-time guidance counselor, how that can improve our student services. We'll be monitoring and evaluating that position for its effectiveness. And again, I think that's another very exciting piece of the future of ISD 166. And if we can incorporate a full-time guidance counselor position, we should see significant improvement in our ability to work on our school culture, help children and students as they look at exiting ISD 166, be prepared for vocational tracks as well as college tracks and education.
In looking at counseling opportunities in state schools as it relates to dealing with bullying, the Department of Education found Minnesota ranks 49th in counseling positions among all states. An effort to increase the availability of guidance counseling in schools is expected to receive greater attention from the Department of Education in the future. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.